And I think even with Patty's, like, we would go there after working at the bar, knew all the people that owned it, worked there. So we would get a kind of special treatment a little bit. And then I'm sure they were dicks, too.
Oh, for sure.
To Bachelorette. You know what I mean? So it's like, I never felt it. I loved it. But
everybody should be a dick to a Bachelorette party because Bachelorette parties are...
are gay. I know. Welcome to One Star Reviews.
Yeah!
Listen, sometimes we have to change it up. Sometimes we have to keep it light. Sometimes we just want to drink and have fun and not maybe talk about murder, right?
It even murder eventually loses its thrill after a little while, and we have to like switch it up to something else. Just it's like taking a tolerance break when you're
losing
when you're really
thrill?
Into drugs.
Yeah, like...
For me, I just need a break from how intense it is and how, like,
of how much
it gives me nightmares and, like, makes me feel sad for weeks on end.
Yeah, and bends nightmares. Your mind. I mean, I think Joel, for one, you know, every once in a while wants to not be like, oh, like, you're, like, so confused about, like, wait, huh?
I
think she did it. Yeah, Joel.
Said that at the top of the episode.
Yeah, were you listening? No, I checked out. I checked out a long time ago.
I have to block it out sometimes.
Yeah, you have to block it out, and then you come back in the end, yeah. And you go, so did somebody die? You're like, what, Joel? It's been an hour and a half of us talking about the guy that died. Speaking of which, we are going to get into first, as always, the title winners for the previous episode. Last episode we did the Corey Richens story where it ripped from the headlines. She actually just... her trial or hearing or whatever, just to set a date, I think is coming up in the next couple of days. But what you need to know about her is they're Mormons. Her name's Corey Richens. She wrote a book.
Oh, God.
She killed her husband and then wrote a book about grief for her kids called Are You With Me? I think that should cover all of... Oh, and she made him a Moscow mule with...
poison.
A lot of street fentanyl in it.
I got a really upset stomach after the Moscow mules that you made for Joel and
did
I.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, I better call to get some more.
I kept nodding off on the drive home.
She did kind of like do a couple trial runs. Remember, she did a sandwich.
She failed a couple times.
And she did a drink in grease, and it just made him sick like you did, so she had to up it.
Did like you find out what she put in the sandwich?
I think it was... She kept... It was from the same... Oh, no, I didn't. Might come out in trial.
Oh, she's innocent till proven guilty.
Yeah, at the end you said she did it, so I'm wondering why you're... Because you saw a picture of her. You're like, she's innocent.
Look at
you
that.
You saw her, yeah.
Look at that.
Look at that sweet, aww, long brown hair, cute girl. Oh, let's give her the benefit of the doubt, huh?
But that's the law.
You're only going by the law, and you believe in justice.
Yes.
Turns out she Googled luxury prisons for the rich after her husband mysteriously died.
Holy shit.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Oh.
Utah mom Corey Richens Googled luxury prisons for the rich after allegedly killing her husband.
Because she was just like, well,
if I get caught,
I can't get away with this forever. All right, so I think that's all you need to know to choose these titles. Clint Sparks, for Richens or poorer. I mean, right out of the gate.
Good.
I mean, right out of the gate, right? That's the first one. It's great.
That's solid.
Yeah.
Dannon, Mormon mommy murder. Love it. I love, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They know I love a alliteration.
Oh, yeah.
Also from Dannon. Mo Money, Mo Murders.
Mo Money.
That's good, too.
Now, Kimberly Raspberry. The other thing you need to know is the title of the book, which I think I said. Kimberly Raspberry. She's got some great ones. First one. Are you with me? No, I'm gone, girl. That one's good. That one's good.
That is really good.
That one's really good. You would definitely need to like listen to the whole thing to get that one. It's in depth.
That encompasses like the entire episode.
The entire
episode. I think
that's
my front runner.
The next one she has is Mormons Can't Handle Moscow Mules. And again, you know, just a lot of of alliteration in there. And then Murdering Mules was her last one.
Murdering
which
Mules.
I like.
That's good.
Stoko.
Yeah.
Now, this one is the play on the other one, which I might like a little bit more, but tell me what you guys think. Mormon-y. Mo problems.
Oh, fuck.
So it's like more of a, you know, it's hard to like say. It's more of a reading one
Mormon,
that you do
Mormon,
in your head.
But I like that. I really like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. It's more really good, right?
More problems.
Tied for first place.
For and then extra credit, Alicia Hood. Because on that episode, we talked about maybe me doing an episode about how to get away with murder.
Oh, we have
all
to do
the
that.
Tips. I know. Maybe we should do that one next week.
Can we? Can we? Can we?
That would be fun.
Okay. And she has a really good title for that show or that segment called How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, which is so good. That one's really good. And then the thumbnail can be like the Matthew McConaughey, Kate Hudson thing, but it's like, I don't know. I like it.
I'm into it.
Thank you. Thank you. Then we have Rube.
Oh, shit.
I was thinking the other day, I was like, Rube's on the boards, right? Because
yeah,
I always wonder, because I'm just so mean to him. And I will never stop being mean to him.
I don't think that he's won any yet, but he's always got some good
ones.
Well,
he's not that smart.
Well, yeah, you don't have to call
him out.
He's
almost like too smart. Do you know what I mean?
So smart that he's looped all the way back around.
Yeah, it goes full circle to being dumb. Yeah, yeah.
So smart he's retarded.
Rubes.
Uncle Rubes.
Actually, his both of them are really good.
Really?
We might have to just let him win so that he doesn't like get mad and leave. Do you know what I mean?
All right.
But first one is Mormon Mule Kick.
Ooh,
that's good.
Good?
That's good.
Second one I like, just because I could hear it in Ruben's voice, Foreclosure on My Husband.
That's good.
That's a good one, right?
That one is good.
That one's good.
Fuck.
But Chuck, my son. Hello, son. Chuck Lloyd. Kooky Corey's Fentanyl Fun Time.
Oh, shit.
I think you I kind of one. Like that one, right? You like that one, I think. Now, the problem with having, you know, the kind of awesome people that we, the awesome people that we have that listen and are like getting the assignment is that there's so many fucking good ones.
It makes
the
it
problem.
Really hard to choose.
Whereas before it was like, you know, there's a couple.
I'm fine. There's a fly.
That fly landed on his face for a very long time.
It's on my mic right now.
That happens usually when people are dead, right? Or dying.
Did it just get in your mouth and you spit it out?
Mm-hmm.
So then this is like a problem. Now, the only thing I do need to think about, because we put these up on Apple and we're trying to make
this. That's the part that we do not think about.
I know.
What's best for us?
No, like what is going to be the best one that's also going to get people that don't listen to Patreon to understand.
Kooky Corey, I think, is the one that's best for that.
Yeah, Kooky Corey.
You think so?
Yeah.
Chuck, Kooky Corey's Fentanyl Fun Time.
Yeah, I think that's the one that would appeal mostly to like,
although
people that
more
don't know
money, more money. Mo problems would
damn it, I love the play on words so much.
Although I think Stoko has won a couple before, right?
Stoko's won before. Chuck hasn't won.
Are you with me? I'm gone, girl, too.
That's
ooh,
good, too.
Fuck, that one's
honorable
good.
Mention to Kimberly. Are you with me? No, I'm gone, girl. Mm-hmm. It's fucking awesome. But I think for the, like, the way it's going to look on Apple, I think Kooky Corey's Fentanyl Fun Time,
that's
right?
That's going to bring people in.
Because it'll be like, yeah, we're talking about murder, but we're also...
We're having
but we're
fun.
Having fun. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, fun and flirty.
And then I think I did want to read Red Witchla, a comment on a Patreon. I hate true crime. Never watch the shows or listen to podcasts or read the books. Nothing ever. I watched the Lacey Peterson episode because I'm old enough to remember the case. Now I'm watching the back catalog for this show, and I'm probably a true crime addict. I wish I could give 0 stars. And look, that would sound bad, but obviously Red Witchla or Red Witch LA or whatever it is knows the catalog now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So giving us 0 stars, as you know, is a compliment.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Which will bring us into our show today. So it's Pride Month.
Woo!
Woo! Oh, I know, yeah. Gay. You know, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So I thought it would be fun to do 1-star reviews of gay bars.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was a great idea when you told me what the topic was for this week.
Most of the bars, right, Cooper?
Yeah, and I tried to look up my back catalog of 1-star reviews that I left on gay bars, but I couldn't find any of them. That was on one of my old accounts that I got banned off.
Were all flagged.
Oh,
because
yeah.
You're really inappropriate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
With photos.
Yeah, he puts up
of his own penis. Which
You like, call this a glory hole?
Yeah.
This is way too big.
It's just like the flash, like horrible flash camera from the other side.
From behind the back?
Yeah. It's him looking back. And we're like, who's taking the picture? I know. We need to say off the top, we love a gay bar. We're doing reviews of one of our favorites back home in Ventura.
Nice.
It's always a good time. It is definitely a place, you know, where you better be, you know, if you are a straight white dude, straight white, you know, straight girl, you better be ready to kind of it's not your place, right? So you kind of better be ready.
Unless you're Coop.
Coop, they love. And he actually said before...
They just roll with the punches,
Coop was going to like 3 gay bars consistently without knowing they're gay.
Because they're not.
They're so gay.
They're not
because,
gay.
And you're going to see from a lot of these reviews, like, the biggest complaint is they're not gay. There's too many Coops. There's too many fucking bachelorette parties, bridesmaids, fucking with the sash and peanuts. Parties. Like, what are you doing? Like, this is literally a bar.
Sometimes you have
every other bar.
Go to a bar where I'm not treated like a piece of meat by all the women.
Oh, wait. That's where you score drugs, right?
Oh, well, that too.
Because you are treated like a piece of meat.
Because gay dudes will give him free drugs.
Yeah. Yeah. Smart.
It all makes sense.
That
but by the way, they're always fun.
One time.
And it's a gay bar.
It is not a gay bar. It's an after-hours bar.
It's an after-hours gay bar, Coop.
To your point...
Potato, potato.
To your point, Coop, though, as you said, every bar you walk into turns into a gay bar, right? Hey! Yep. Now, I think I want Coop to do the first 1-star, just so you guys get the vibe of what we're doing here. And is it on oil can?
Yes, it is.
Okay. It's Oil Can what, Harry's?
Oil Can Harry's, which is...
Out here in Austin.
It's a bar that I've gone to twice so far. They have great drag shows.
By all accounts, probably one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
Good gay bar. And by the way, one of the best from the straight people. So I'm sure the reviews from gay people
might
are like... straight people really like coming here and getting drugs, right? So it's like they're not loving it, but... I'm sure they're cooler with you going.
I pass as gay pretty easily.
Yeah. Or you'll at least give them the illusion that they might be able to turn you until you run away at the end of the night.
Oh, no, I sell it really, really well.
Oh, dude, and then you fucking go home with them. Fucking
snuggle with them.
Have sex.
And then in the morning, I'm like, psych.
Yes, joke's on you. Right? You love that prank.
Yeah, as soon as they're done, I'm like, gay.
Whatever. You're like, ooh.
That's when it goes too far.
Fucking got you, dude.
Yeah.
Dude,
you should have seen your face. Dude, you should have seen my face.
You believed that the whole time?
Oh, my God. Should get an Oscar. Okay, so I think I want you to do the first. This is, again, Oil Can.
Oil Can Harry's.
Great bar.
We could do
a million 5-stars.
Like I said, that was the first place that I ever learned about poppers, which is technically, I guess, like VHS tape cleaner.
Wait, when you, I thought you were saying that they're like jalapeno poppers were good.
Oh, no, no, that's definitely not something
they just give you poppers there?
No, they've got them behind the bar in a chilled case.
Do you have to buy it and you buy them?
Yeah.
Do I fucking love poppers? Not for that. Literally just to like
get high,
zone out for a second.
Oh, I didn't try any of them. He said that all it does is it relaxes the smooth muscle in your body, and I was like, in my body, it's already relaxed, so I don't need it.
Right. Poop's just falling out of you at all times. Yeah. Yeah, no, it definitely relaxes the butthole.
So this is from Lookalive A from Pensacola, Florida, which what the hell are you doing coming from Pensacola, Florida, all the way out to Austin to bitch about a gay bar?
Exactly. And the picture is like a little...
Oh, it's the...
It's like a little kid or...
It's the like stoked baby meme or whatever it is.
Mm. Well, you're awesome.
All right. Oh, it was posted on 4/20, 2018. So Lookalive A says, this is not a gay bar. This is a bridesmaid party full of annoying straight girls. Gross.
Gross. Yeah. So that, I love that just one line. That's kind of what we're doing here. Mm. All right. All right.
I love that. Gay dude upset that it's not a gay bar.
Well,
I would be upset too.
What if you went to a strip club and it was just like a bunch of dudes rolling around on a stage?
Yeah, it was a bunch of like contractors. You'd be like, laborers.
Excuse me, I thought I was going to a fucking strip club. Like, right? Yeah. It's just like as advertised. That's all. There's a million bars that these annoying bitches can go to, right?
And they want to go to the gay bar because they feel safe there. They're not going to get hit on.
No, they want to. At this point, that's what it used to be. Yeah. At this point, I just think.
They want to go there so they can claim, like, oh, I'm not going to get hit on tonight. Thank God. You're not going to get fucking hit on any
because
other
a gay bar is way more fun. The music's better. Everything's fucking better at a gay bar, right? And then also you don't need to worry about getting hit on.
Yeah, it's the only place that I can go where people buy drinks for me instead of the other way around.
Exactly.
And that's why I follow through, because I'm a gentleman.
Because I'm a gentleman. All right. What am I going to do? I'll do another one. I'm going to do that one after. Sorry. That's a really good one. We'll do another one for Oil Can Harry's. Now, this one's rough, right? But also, I think it's exactly what we're talking about. A bunch of friends and I used to enjoy coming here. However, after this past weekend, our perspective has changed. We were all on the dance floor when an obviously intoxicated douchebag got completely naked and was trying to have sex with some woman. Sorry, but a gay bar is fucking insanity. There's people having sex everywhere. That's just like, that's also the thing of it. If you go to a real one.
That's what gave it away when I went with Coop to one of his favorite bars that he says is not gay. When you go to the bathroom, there's just dudes fucking in all the bathrooms.
Exactly.
What bathroom
and
did
like
you
gay
go
porn
to?
On and like, you know, it's just a very
the bathroom?
Yes. Like, sorry, bitch, this is maybe gonna happen.
I see
but
a
anyway.
Lot of people doing coke in those bathrooms. I've never seen anybody having sex.
You're just not used to it. Or I mean you're used to it.
I mean, my face is usually buried in somebody's ass when I go in there, so I can't really see much.
You can't it's like he can't really hear. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like what's going on? Naked and was trying to have sex with some woman. Staff walked by and did nothing about it. Not to mention this occurred right in front of the DJ booth. Are you kidding me? Management needs to know that this cannot ever happen. Period. Stay away from this place. Listen, bitch.
That's why I would go.
Listen, bitch.
Yeah, it's similar to the dive bars.
This is what I'm saying. Like, if you leave a 1-star review for a gay bar and you're like, people were having sex. Get the fuck out of here. This is not the one. Like, this is not the, like, fun little gay bar. You went to the real one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was one in L.A., too, that was like that.
I've never been to a gay bar where somebody wasn't banging.
Yeah.
It's like part of it. It's like a dive bar you get kicked out of.
It's
a gay
part
bar,
of it. And I always knew when we would go, if we would go to gay bars, like, I always knew, like, look, again, this is not for me. I'm going to have some fun here. But, like, not in any world can I even imagine, like, complaining about what is happening at the gay bar.
It's not your place to do that, yeah.
Yeah, that's not, it's not your, it's not
There's
your
a reason why there needs
else.
To be a fucking gay bar, right?
Yeah. Well, I know not to go. I have a strict rule. When I go to gay bars, I never stay after midnight. That's when you get fucked.
Is that how it works?
Because I'm super cute, you know, and I know that I'll get raped.
If you go to the bear bars.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work. We'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover.
Hangover.
Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay. I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I would do really good at the bear bars.
Mm. I do.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Do you have another one for Oil Can?
I do.
Oil Can Harry's is a fucked up name for a gay bar. I'm just going to say that.
I think it's
rough.
Fucking yeah, awesome.
That's like you're going to get.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
There's no shave.
No, it's a
here.
Perfect name. It's
oh, no,
not
there
like.
Definitely
oh,
definitely is. I've seen lots of them there. And what's fun is they've got like some kind of carnival game in the bathroom where when you go into one of the stalls, there's all these holes drilled in the walls and all these dicks just keep coming through like whack a mole and you got to try to grab them.
As you're peeing or something? Mm-hmm. And you just have to grab them? This is what I'm saying.
It's so cute.
It's just like, go with your eyes open, girl. Do you know what I mean? Don't be thinking that it's going to be...
With arms wide open.
With yep.
Now, see, that's gay. Barbarella's yeah, isn't gay, what you just saying.
Yeah, what
gay.
You just
Creed's
did.
Creed's gay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is from Imani C., who's from Palmdale, California, which once again, there's plenty of gay bars out in California you can complain
you.
About.
Palmdale's
don't come to
city.
Austin and complain about Oil Can Harry.
He is from Palmdale, though, so I'm on his side for now.
Well, Palmdale probably doesn't have very many gay bars.
Hmm.
So, actually, I think it's a she. Anyway, super sad coming here. Someone spilled their drink on the dance floor, so my friend slipped in it and got cut up all over from broken glass. She told a manager and a few other workers, and no one made an attempt to even clean up the glass. She has cuts all over her hand and leg, and the most she got was a sorry. What else do you want? geez, if someone hurts themselves because of glass all over the floor, just clean it up.
Okay, the ones that I... Oh, are you done?
Oh, yeah, the review's over. I'm just wondering, like, why do you give a one-star review for anything, like any bar, when it's a customer that broke something?
Yeah, your friend broke glass and fell on it. Yeah.
Okay,
now you're
so here's the ones from bars that I love, too, that it just sounds like I always picture it because it's a drunken night. They're all drunk, right?
Yeah.
And so it's like the fucking worst like scene ever. Like somebody spills a drink. This girl fucking falls on it, cuts herself. Hey! Yeah. She's like, hey, somebody just broke a drink and her fucking bleed. And it's like this like little, it's like a little scratch. But she's drunk, so she's like, I'm fucking bleeding. And her friend's like, are you gonna do anything about it? And like, I'm just like, I love picturing when they write the review either the next day or that night, the way that they very calmly go, you know what I mean? I was on the dance floor, somebody spilled a drink, and I slipped and was slipping all over the glass. You know what I mean? And just, how did that happen?
It was like Jello wrestling with blood and glass everywhere.
We've all been, this is dirtbag time slot, right? Mm-hmm. Like we have been to more bars, bitch, than you've ever been in your life, right? Yeah. And not once have I like slipped on a drink glass and like broken it, like cut myself all up, right? Never. And we've been blackout. We've been we've done all the things. This has never, ever happened.
It is absolutely unreal that the three of us have been through so many blackout nights doing so much insane shit. It's amazing that all three of us are alive. I kind of attribute that to us not being absolute idiots.
I think. And also, yeah, like, I think we just know.
It's a talent.
We know how to go out. Like, I don't think we would, like, this kind of thing would never happen.
I've known you both for so fucking long, and I have never seen either one of you fall down drunk.
Right?
Ever.
No.
Definitely we've been drunk. But
I've seen you both literally shit-faced where you cannot talk.
Yeah.
Right.
But not falling. And we don't do that in public either. We're usually back at the house by then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm. Back at the house, on a pier.
Or the pier. Fucking, I miss the pier.
I know. Getting a little.
I was just thinking about that the other night.
Personal fucking nippers and going out to the.
Well, that was the last place Coop and I went before we left to come to Texas. We went to the pier and took a shot. Mm-hmm.
You got to.
I'm going back there in September.
Nice.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Permanently?
No, not permanently. Just going out for...
You're leaving?
No, going out for like 2 days. Just making a trip through California in September.
Just nice. To go to Patty's?
Hitting up all my old
All
haunts.
The fucking gay bars, dude. You're going on a gay bar tour. Okay.
That's hammered.
Yeah. I just love those because it's just kind of like if you're reviewing a bar in any way... The way that you recount the story is not at all how it happened. You know what I mean? When they're like, they violently, out of nowhere, I was sitting there crocheting and they just grabbed me. And like, you're just like, no, girl. Like, you definitely were being fucking crazy. I want to do one more for Oil Can, I think. I'm going to read it and I'm going to read this one exactly how it's written. Okay.
Okay.
And you'll know why later at the end. My friend and I, we went there on Monday around 6:30 and we took seat at the bar and the bartender asked for our ID and we give it to him. At the end, they refused to serve us just because... We had Mexican ID.
Okay,
I don't see why that's a problem. We birth Mexicans, and there's nothing we can do about. Hopefully this doesn't happen to any other Mexicans in Austin trying to have.
Have what?
Does he have?
Trying to have.
Oh, just a couple of fucking rancheros, dude, trying to roll up to Oil Can, right? We gave Mexican ID, they refuse.
We birth Mexican?
We birth Mexican.
I mean, I feel like that's self-evident.
So what's the problem?
It was some straight caballeros.
Now, look,
Caballeros.
I'm hoping that they went to oil can. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had to go across the border to get laid because it's in Mexico. You still
and
get
by
paid
the way, like,
that. And then they couldn't yeah. have.
I mean,
they
honestly,
couldn't
that,
have.
That is kind of sad that they couldn't have.
Yeah. I know. Hopefully, this doesn't happen to any other Mexicans. Yeah,
I'll suck. I'll suck those banditos' dick.
Right. Just because you like feel bad, right? Yeah. All right.
I've got one more review for Oil Can Harry's, and I think okay. I think this is the best one out of all of them. Because
oh, yeah,
when
this is
I
a good
read
one.
Through this right before the show, it made me so goddamn mad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I am hereby requesting that anyone who reads this stop doing business with Oil Can Harry's, or as they are commonly known, OCH.
Yeah.
Which I've never heard it called OCH.
OCH.
I don't
you're
spend
not
a lot of time.
Actually gay.
Yeah.
You go for the drugs, which is.
Yes.
That's why Wink. It's Oil Can. Blowjobs. I don't call it that. I call it oil can blowjobs. Yeah, but whatever.
Yeah,
that's
everybody
just
gets
me.
Confused when I refer to it as BJ's, and they're like, "Wait, the brewery?" I'm like, "No, you know, BJ's."
No, BJ's.
But, you know, they have the
what
assless,
do you go there for?
Assless Chaps Wednesdays.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it's gay if you're doing it for drugs. So you're not gay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we call it drug
yes,
induced
it's always
gay.
For drugs. Gay for pay. I was in their establishment on July 29th, where they were running a series of carnival games, which included a game called Tip the Tranny. For those of you who don't know, tranny is a derogatory term that is very offensive to the trans community.
What?
Right?
What?
I didn't know that until just now.
They don't want to be called tranny?
No.
That's all I say.
That is horrible. I am going to start a campaign to make sure that nobody ever says tranny again. And that's me. That's not the review.
Oh, okay. Okay, go.
I spoke to their management, and they were not at all sympathetic to the situation. I am asking for a boycott of OCH until they publicly apologize to the trans community.
Okay, what's her? Is it her?
This was Marissa J.
Marissa
from
J.
Austin, Texas.
Straight Marissa J on a crusade.
I guarantee that she is as straight as an arrow. She's yep. straighter than Joel and I put together.
Whoa, that's
she went
straight.
In to have a fun. She went in to have a fun time with the gays and.
Oh my God! They're calling them. They're calling the transgenders.
The
trans?
Owner wrote back to her. What did he say?
Yes. So Larry D, who owns Oil Can Harry's.
By the way, I love his name's Larry D.
I call him
He's
Big
gay.
I call him Big D personally.
I bet you do. Does he?
So he said. So Larry D says, OCH will not apologize, moron.
Oh.
The transgenders built, came up with the theme, and run it weekly. Get a life, loser.
Yeah.
Now, that is a business that I will
Thank
become
you.
A patron of because that's the type of business owner that I like.
Does that make you that makes me want to go
Let's
there?
Go. I'm yeah. in.
And he
Let's
doesn't go. Respond ever. He was just like feel he was probably like drunk one night and like responded to this because like
yeah,
he never responds to anything. But I like that he was just like, listen, bitch, get a life.
He was probably getting a blowjob from a tranny right when he wrote that review.
Yeah, bored.
Well, Joel, I just told you can't say that word.
Blowjob? Tranny. Which one?
God, can you imagine that scene of her going in there and talking to the management about
oh,
it? They were probably just like
laughing at her.
Lecturing them, like,
like
talking down
like,
to them
okay,
condescendingly.
Babe.
Like, look, you don't understand the plight of the LGBTQ plus community the way that I do.
I hate her.
Oh, me too. There is nothing that I hate more than a social justice warrior.
Seriously. Those are the old school trannies that we love.
Oh, those
that are just like, fuck you, bitch.
Those are the good ones. They're
those
tougher
the
than
ones.
I am.
Yeah.
Mentally, physically, all of it.
All of it.
Most
they have a sense
are.
Of fucking humor is what it is.
Yeah.
Right? The
yeah.
old school drag queen, tranny, whatever, if they call themselves that. They have a sense of humor about it. They're fine. You know what I mean?
And they're a shitload of fun.
If it's run by trannies, let them call it whatever they want.
Yeah, they can.
And by the way, Marissa.
They can say whatever the fuck they want.
I love, like, she's out there by herself.
Yeah.
Or she wanted to boycott. The owner was just like,
fuck off.
I'll save you the trouble. You're not coming back.
Yeah.
If anybody has never been to Oil Can Harry's, I highly recommend going there go for drag queen karaoke.
I'm in.
It is such a good show.
Drag queen karaoke is always good.
And the women are beautiful.
Koopa Loop. All right, we're going to move on to another one called the... I asked our producers, not you, Joel, I asked the producers what the best gay bars were. And they all, I mean, right, but just right off the top of their, you know what I mean? They couldn't tell me fast enough.
Giorgio had them all in alphabetical
order.
Yeah,
he was like, oh, let me send you my... He had like a binder. Yeah. So the other one was the Iron Bear, which is another...
The Iron Bear.
Now, that one, do you like that name more? I mean, I guess you have...
That sounds like a biker bar.
The Iron Bear.
Yeah, that's where you get
You know what you're getting, right?
I would think it would be a biker bar.
Right.
Well, no, because Bear and Twink, you know?
Well, yeah, it's not called the Iron Twink. If it was called the Iron Twink, I'd be like, oh, I'm there.
The fucking Iron Twink is an awesome name for a bar, right? The Iron Twink. You're kind of just like, man, they get... It's something for everybody. All right. So Matthew C. And by the way, I think if we have time later, we're going to go through Matthew C.'s Yelp reviews.
Yeah, we should.
Because he has five pages. Matthew, is this you?
I really should have used a fucking
Matthew
alias for this.
C.
Dude, for real, is this you?
No.
Matthew C.
I've never even heard of the Iron Bear.
Tell me so I believe you.
I have never heard of the Iron Bear.
I don't believe you. Tell me so that I actually believe you. Drop your blood pressure.
Yeah, why are you turning red in the face? <No. laughs>
I've never heard of Matthew the Iron C. Bear.
I mean, the Iron
Bear. I mean, it's like a I don't know. I didn't even think. Here's the thing. I didn't even think about it when I was pulling these.
It's Matthew C. Yeah. Who else has?
Do people know that your name is Matt Cooper?
Most people don't know.
Well, now they know.
And we found your fucking Yelp account.
We found your Yelp account. So I'm kind of wondering what your problem is, bro.
Read the review.
Not gay bars.
Because I stand by every single word that I wrote.
All right, well, let's see. Look at his like mannerisms and stuff as I'm reading. I didn't even 100% I did not even think about it. I went to this and then he has 5 pages of 1-star reviews for the randomest shit.
We're going in.
I think we may go in later.
That really does sound like something that I would do, though.
Right? It's almost like I can't tell if it's...
I get blackout drunk a lot. I'm essentially 2 different people. I have no control over what I do when I blackout.
That's
true. It says Matthew C. Burney, Texas. Did you see him get scared for a second? Did I accidentally put my actual... Do you know what I mean?
No, because I was living in Austin when I started that.
Oh, it's Round Rock.
Oh, no, not Round... Oh, there's another Matthew C. up in Round Rock?
Do you think maybe in a drunken... You put, Round Rock to kind of throw him off the scent?
Yeah, with Lastro.
Yeah, I was staying at Lastro's place when I started up the account. That's
where Lastro lives.
Maybe Lastro started it as Matt Cooper. What'd you do at his house? This is a revenge account, dude.
No, they party together all the time.
I'm just kidding.
They go to gay bars together, those two.
No, we don't.
Yeah, they do.
If there's any straight girls there, though, they could pull... The two, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
it's not a fucking bad idea.
Yeah, yeah.
And the gays hate you for it. Like using their bar to peel off the allies.
Low hanging fruit.
It drops the defenses so fast. You have no idea.
Yeah, it's almost kind of like you're a predator.
Because they would talk to you, because you would act.
Where the girls feel safe. And you're a predator.
Yeah, playgrounds or whatever. Yeah. But joking. Just a fun pedophile joke.
As she throws her hair off.
I know. Anyways, so fucking hot in Texas. This is why we're all glistening. I started with a jacket. You know, I don't love to go arms out, but it is so fucking hot here. It's insane.
It's become suns out, guns out time of year.
But what tell me if you do this, though, because this would be, I think this has happened a couple times, where talking to some guy at a gay bar, thinking feeling totally comfortable, thinking that you're gay.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you find
thinking that I'm gay.
the girl talking to you
oh.
is like really comfortable because like you don't tell her either way in the beginning, right?
She doesn't know you're not gay.
She doesn't know you're not. You don't say one way or the other in the beginning. You get super comfortable. Mm-hmm. She's super, you know, into it, loving talking to you. And then she finds out you're not.
Yeah, what's that like?
What a great...
Isn't that just called good old-fashioned courtship? That's romance. Is it not?
Is it not? All right, Matt, let's read your... All right, Matthew C., let's read your review. C. The review of the Iron Bear. This isn't you, I don't think, but...
Definitely, this is definitely not
definitely
Matthew
not
Cooper.
Matthew Cooper staying at
tell.
Lopez.
Oh.
Okay, so it has a... So I've been a patron of the Iron Bear for 10 years now. For 10 years. New spot is cool, great, great freaking drinks. Sorry, there's a lot of exclamations. I should start over. A
you're
lot.
Not doing, and you're not doing Coop's voice. I'm just kidding.
I know.
So, oh, so I've been a patron of the Iron Bear.
So I've been a patron of the Iron Bear for 10 years. New spot is cool. Great friggin' drinks. Al and Mac are awesome. However, I was there this Wednesday, June 3rd, ordered well done chicken wings. Matt, I hear you. That's how I like them. I was told it can be done. Sorry, three. You just have to know anytime I do that, there's
three.
Yeah, okay.
Exclamation
it
points.
Can be done, but will take some time. My response was, as long as it takes, is cool. I just feel like, sorry, it's hard. It's a lot of capitals and exclamations. Yeah, it's hard. Waited 20 minutes or so, bit into a drumstick and saw red as in uncooked. They did make me some fried pickles. The sad part about is, I'm just going to read how it is. The sad part about is that not busy and see people coming in and out of the kitchen, no mask or gloves. The bathroom has no hot water. Really?
I don't know.
10
about
question marks. Really? No hot water? By the way, have you guys ever, like, in a public, by the way, you guys aren't washing your hands. I know that. But if you were, not every time, but if you were, are you worried about it being hot water in
never.
The bathroom?
I've never no. used hot water in a public Kay. Restroom.
Okay.
Only sure? the shower.
Are you sure, Matt? Matthew C?
Yeah, what's
that's
the problem?
Are you sure? Okay.
That's not me. Although I am kind of disappointed with the temperature of the water.
Yeah,
here.
yeah. No hot. No hot water. Really? Serve well done food. Come out of the kitchen with respect for others, with gloves and mask, and get hot water in the bathroom.
Holy shit.
With those improvements, I'm sure my next review will be 5 stars. I don't know if we can please you. I don't know if we can please you, Matt.
If that's all it took for a 1-star review, which, by the way, I agree with everything that this... random person said
weird
but
that
I
you
mean,
agree
yeah,
with
but
everything
I mean, right? that's,
yeah
that's
so
all
weird
it takes.
So weird
literally all it takes to go from 1 star to 5 stars hot water cook your damn chicken all the way through
yep
and just show a little fucking deference to me when you walk I mean to him when you walk out of the kitchen.
Can we do another
perfect
Metzi? Can we do another Metzi, please?
You want to do it right now?
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
Come on.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. We're going to go.
Matt C.
We're going to go to Matt C.
Matt C.
So I want to just let you know how many, like I said, I'm gonna first name off the places that he's given 1-star reviews to. He also, like I said, has 5 pages,
holy
mostly
shit.
1-star.
I can list all
first
of them.
One, Sonic Drive-In. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kublo's
look at his
Kublo's Sonic.
Okay, okay. Look at
not
his
the one in Burning Texas.
Domino's Pizza.
Domino's.
Jack in the Box. These are all one star guys. We should maybe have him on. I mean, he's like the one star master. 7-Eleven.
Wait, why is he doing all
7-Eleven? What is he doing? I know, I know. You're sure it's not you? Poop, tell me right now if it is. McBride's Guns. Okay, beware. Beware.
One star review?
One star.
Try to put me on a fucking waiting list.
Don's Barbecue. Come on. Come on, Matt. It's a small biz. Popeyes.
They're all fast food except for the gun one. I want to hear the gun one.
Shipley Donuts. Okay, let's hear the gun one. McBride's Guns.
The thing is, that a lot of these places are places that I go to on a regular basis. Aside from the gun store, I'm never going back to that place again.
Why, Coop? Is because there's no customer service. The front desk receptionist is good. And the front desk receptionist is good and bad days. I guess I get her on a bad day. Very snippy. She handled my rifles by the barrel with no gloves after I just paid over $150 to get them cleaned and oiled, which I didn't appreciate. Slippery. I think contacted the gunsmith. He was much better. They all need to take a course in customer service, especially around the Christmas season, but I guess it's all about them making a profit. Okay. When did he go in here?
So he was just complaining about the customer service.
He went in here in December around Christmas.
Those rifles were for his niece and nephew, okay? And they don't need slippery rifles.
Matthew
okay,
C.
then
this,
I think
this episode
he,
could be called he Matthew added, Cooper's one-star reviews.
He added to that and gave... C. He added to it, so it was, he reviewed it. You can, like, edit it and kind of... Each time you go give, like, a whatever. He gave one more star. So this is against our policy.
He upgraded from one
to two. He upgraded from one to two. Just paid $150 to have my guns cleaned and oiled. The receptionist went and got them, brought them, our grabbing them barehanded, no gloves, no cloth. When I mentioned it, she got snitty with me, called back gunsmith, said they should be handling by the stock, no apology, nada, never going allowed to touch my guns again and then be treated rudely. What the fuck? By the way, noticing that no response from McBride's, I guess they got you blocked the huevos, still some rust on gun. So he's crazy. So he's crazy.
Yeah
he's so a now crazy. We're in a now we're in crazy.
We
land.
Know it's not Coop. Coop would it would be like perfectly
perfectly written.
It would be like if okay. Ernest Hemingway was talking shit
yeah,
about
now
Sonic
we,
Drive-In.
Yeah.
Now we know it's not Coop. So did you write that one to throw us off?
No.
The scent?
No. Scent. Have I ever like slipped a red herring into any stories that we've ever done on the show?
He wouldn't ever do that. Even if he was trying to throw us off, there's no way he would inappropriately write a sentence.
Mm-mm. No, my ego gets
like
away.
He would just start convulsing. Okay, do you have another one?
Okay, so I got one here for Shenanigans right here in Austin.
Okay, that's another one. Have you been there?
I have not.
Okay.
But I'm interested. So this is from Andrew C. I thought this bar was cool until a stupid, shitty bartender named Rachel kicked me out because she wasn't doing her job right. I happened to call her out on it in a joking way, and next thing
I know this guy.
I'm
I
getting
know
kicked
who
out.
This guy is.
I had only three beers of a 4-hour period, and she tried to tell me I was too drunk to stay for a pool tourney. Fuck this place.
So, like, okay. Can you read the first part just again? That the up until you told her in a joking way
that
she's not doing her job. Bartenders love that, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Bartenders
love
it.
Oh, they
love
the criticism.
When you happen to call them out in a joking way.
Especially guy to a girl bartender. We love it.
Absolutely. Especially if you followed up with, like, hey, you should smile more.
You should smile more.
God.
Why aren't you smiling? Yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you want the first sentence again or the second sentence again?
I just
want
to hear up until I told her in a joking way.
I thought this bar was cool until a stupid, shitty bartender named Rachel kicked me out because she wasn't doing her job right. So, Jesse, speaking from your experience... Mm-hmm.
You were a bartender once.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you,
for a while.
What do you think Rachel was doing so wrong that Andrew C. was able to call her out in a joking way in his defense?
In a joking way. So this motherfucker was sitting... This is what they do. They sit right by the well, and they're drinking, and then they start to... You talk to them, and you're nice... And then they get the wrong idea that you guys are fucking friends and now you're a fucking local there. And they don't know how to joke, right? They don't even understand what humor is. So they start like telling you, like if you do something, washing a thing or making a drink, they start telling you that you're not doing it right or you know you're supposed to, blah, blah, blah.
No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or there's the guy, this is nicer but very annoying, or there's the guy that sits there and asks you every time you make a drink, what's in that? What's in that? What goes in that?
I would kick both of those people out.
Yeah. One comes from a place of like just nice, lonely dude, and the other one is a piece of shit. He's one of the guys that go, girls don't like nice guys, I guess. Do you know what I mean? Where they're like a fucking total dick.
Oh, God.
If you don't talk to them, they're like, well, not nice guys always finish last, bitch. And you're like, nope, that's not really how it works. So one is one that I can like kind of just walk away from and be like, oh, he's not mean. He just like wants to have conversation. Yeah. The other is a piece of shit, this guy. And like, no, this guy. He pointed something out, and she was just like, "Get this motherfucker out of here." I only had 3 beers of 4 hours.
Now, yeah, that part is total. Or he's a lightweight.
He wrote it as he was walking back. You know what I mean? Like,
he's only talking about the beers he had, not the shots.
Yeah,
or the cocktails.
Exactly. I've only had 3 beers of 4 hours, and I couldn't stay for a pool tourney.
The bouncer literally had him in a headlock while he was writing this review,
again,
dragging him out the door.
The best part of bar reviews is what really happened versus what they're saying happened. Yeah. And
the funny thing
hilarious.
Is you can tell pretty much exactly what was going on just by reading the review because it's like the exact opposite of what they're describing.
Exactly.
The entire plot,
and
like
what
the plot
they
points might be right, but
right.
You know, the description of it
right.
is opposite.
Right. And you know these, especially when you work at a bar, like he said that to her. Like he said, I've only had, or like the bouncer, whoever kicked, I've only had 3 beers of 4 hours. And he's like, okay, bud, gotcha. Like,
cool,
no matter
care,
what it
bye.
Is, those 3 beers, maybe you're allergic to alcohol or something, but those 3 beers like really fucked you up, dude. And the bartender, who's a woman behind the bar without anybody else there but me to protect her, doesn't fucking like you. So you're going to get out.
Yeah, like, I think that's fair.
Straight up.
Bye.
Bye.
Did you ever kick people out of your bar?
I mean, not personally, but I would have them kicked out, yeah.
Do you have a story that you go to you could tell us? I'd like to see how you handle, like, how do you handle
I handle, as you know, people pleaser. But I handle for a very long time until I just don't handle,
and then
right?
You're like, get the fuck out of
I'm cool, cool, cool until I'm not cool. And then it's like... And, like, let's say, like, at Bombay's, they know when I'm, like, get this guy out of here that it's, like,
oh, fuck.
For real.
Yeah.
Because I'm always the one that's just, like, oh, I just moved to a different... You know, there's, like, so many stations there. I just moved to a different fucking station and just get away.
Yeah.
Because I'm also an alcoholic, too. Do you know what I mean? So, like, I'm not trying to fucking just kick out everybody that's drinking.
Yeah, that's why they're there.
Right. So, like, I'm kind of seeing from all sides, but if it's to the point where... It's just, you know, not cool, or you're being a dick, or whatever it may be. We've had stuff, you know, they start throwing shit at you, like
oh,
whatever. Then you're just like, just go.
Yeah, the
You've
only
had
place
people to... throw shit at you.
Yeah, that's the fuck like that. They like throw the cherries, throw the fucking lemons at you or something, and you're just like,
and they think it's funny.
Yes,
like that's them. That's them trying to flirt with you.
That's the thing. Is even this guy when he was telling her. like shit she was doing
was
wrong.
Was that his joke?
In his mind, he thought that she was going to think he was so cool because he knew more than her. No, dude. That's how fucking wasted you were that you thought that was like a good pickup line or whatever.
Move, yeah. Tell her what to do and throw a cherry at her. See how that goes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey. It's just like they just turn into like little kids that are like pushing the girls on the playground. And you're just like, nah, we're not doing that. So are other ones the patties? Are we down to the patties?
Yeah, I've got one for patties.
So I think we need to maybe explain patties for a second, right?
It's one of the coolest looking bars in Ventura, like visually, in my opinion. It's that giant brick building.
Yeah, old.
Inside and out, old as shit.
Everything's old inside. It actually doesn't look like it would be a gate. Like it was a probably Irish pub before.
Yeah, it looks like an Irish pub. It looks more like an Irish pub than Dargan's does.
So true. Yeah, Dargan's looks like an Irish pub at Disneyland. But
it's like the Chili's of Irish pubs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. But we would go there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think because we lived at various times, we lived walking distance to Patty's, yep. Or I worked at a bar that, you know, we would go there after because it was a place that you could go and drink and it's not a problem. Yeah. And they know us, they come to our bar, whatever. So I never had any run-ins with a bouncer that people always, I mean, everyone is...
I didn't even know that they had a bouncer there.
I don't feel like if they did, probably knew him though.
Yeah.
And the bartenders and the owner and everyone, and it was all just like.
Always had a good time.
So I never had this issue.
Yeah.
Love it. If you go there knowing it's a gay bar, it's a real dude gay bar.
Yeah. Oh,
right? Because
yeah.
It's the only one.
I was gonna get raped there once in the bathroom.
Yes. It's the only one in town, so.
And then Joel remembered you can't rape the willing.
Yeah, yeah. He was trying so hard to get raped. I almost got raped. I went back time and time again, and I just couldn't get fucking raped there. I was so close to getting raped. Yeah. So this is a for real, and it's more dudes than I think lesbian bar.
Yeah, it's always
and
full
it's full you know it's dudes. The only place that they really have there in Ventura. Maybe there's more now, but.
No.
At the time,
and
no, I don't think there is.
Might be closed down now, too. I'm not sure.
Really?
Did it?
I don't know. Or they changed names. I don't know. It looked different. I was like, wait, is Patty's gone? But I didn't look into it.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go inside.
I didn't do my normal thing in the bathroom that I always do.
Yeah.
No, the bathroom was out of order, so he just assumed that it was closed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. This is how Texas shows
it's
are going to go
yeah,
now.
This, we need to get the air conditioning fixed in this fucking place.
This heat is killing
we have it on 69, all of them.
I know.
Nice. All right.
Noise.
Noise.
Right, I've got a review from Emily H. Who it says
gotta
she's,
be a chick,
she's from California.
Excuse
doesn't
me?
Doesn't even exist.
That's a fake account. California.
I'm worried that they'll know where I live.
Yeah. I'm from Hollywood.
Obviously.
No one's from Hollywood.
She's got to be from Ventura.
Yeah, yeah.
Emily H. says, I am an understanding person. If you can't do something, I will change my mind.
Okay.
Right off the bat, that's a total fucking lie.
Yeah. If you have to say that, you're 100% you're a nightmare. Yeah,
that's,
yeah, yeah.
That's like somebody who goes around saying, like, you know, I'm real smart. I'm such a nice person.
Yeah.
I'm a really nice guy.
That's what you always say.
Yeah, and it's obviously bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. That's how he knows. Yeah, I'm super. Yeah, that's the best. The people that are chill, that are not chill, are always like, I'm just easy. It's like, whatever. You know what I mean? I'm down for whatever. I mean, I would like to not. You know what I mean? Do that.
As soon as I hear that,
and
I'm
can
like,
it be chilled?
Okay, don't
can it be chilled? I know, but I'm easy. I just need this chilled, and this is a little bit dirty here. Other than that, like, I am so good, and I am, like, so easy. Ugh, don't even worry about me.
You know what
is
I just realized?
I know. Can we turn the air?
I just realized that, like, I'm a nice guy is the male equivalent of I'm not high maintenance.
Yep. Ooh, that's good.
It's the exact same statement coming from two different
very
genders.
Good.
Yeah.
So true.
So low maintenance Emily H. says.
Oh, yeah. Super low maintenance. Here we go, Emily. What's up?
I am an understanding person. Mm-hmm. If you can't do something, I will change my mind.
Mm.
I went to this location tonight with a group of friends. I simply asked the bartender for a white Russian. The bartender gave me a dirty look.
Probably fucking 1 in the morning, right?
Told me no and walked away. Who orders a fucking white Russian at any bar?
Exactly. And he was probably just like,
no. Oh,
it was probably busy as fuck, right? Busy as fuck. And if you don't know etiquette too, oh, can I have a pina colada? Fuck
no,
off,
you can go
dude.
Fuck yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So it was like, can I have a white Russian? I love, this is the essence of part of Patty's too, which if you go, be ready for it and learn to love it. Of this guy, whoever it is, who we probably know him.
Yeah.
He just said no and walked away. But like, that's what, you know what I mean? That's what you're going to get. Be ready. Joel is dying.
I mean, honestly,
there's a fly literally just sitting on his face like a dead body.
I got it on camera.
This is going to be like one of those horror movies where you see the fly just crawl over the top of somebody's eyeball and they just don't even blink.
Okay.
If he stayed, I would have just asked for a Jack and Coke. But once I got to the whole group was ignored, I felt completely to blame, but everyone told me to not feel that way. I work for the restaurant industry, and I've never seen or felt more disrespected. What? Every single sentence in that was a lie, aside from the bartender saying no and walking away.
Yep.
Well, I believe what her friends said. Their friends were like, dude, it's cool.
It's
just,
cool.
We'll just get our drinks.
So we'll go through what this was if we were standing there watching this happen. So, yeah it's the girl asking him, hey, guys, I'm going to get a white Russian. Can I get a white Russian? No. Walk away. Can you fucking believe it? Brittany, can you fucking believe it? I'll get a Jack and Coke, right? I'll just get one. He never comes back. When he comes back, just tell him again. Not coming back. Half an hour later. Guys, I am so sorry. Like, I just feel like it's my fault. Like, I feel like I ruined Emily, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm so stupid. I just want to go, you guys. I just want to go. I'm like, I ruin everything all the time.
Ellie, just go sit down. We'll order the drinks. What do you want?
That's why Cameron left. That's why Cameron left. And it's like, that's why he's not here right now.
Emily, put the phone down.
No, I'm going to call Cameron right now. I'm calling him.
Oh, God.
I'm calling him. And so the guy, like, I know who the bartender was just like, fuck these drunken bitches.
Yep.
You start off with white Russian. And also there's a group of girls. So this is the other thing I'm sure you guys all know, because we're all professional alcoholics in the chat. But you guys all know that if you're going to go up to the bartender in a group, you better have all your orders ready.
Yep.
When he gets to you. So like you've got Brittany's order, you've got Erica's order, Erotica. We got Erotica. We love her. Shaniqua. Nicole actually is the one that should be ordering.
Have Nicole order.
Nicole should order. She should get everyone's order, and she should have the like, this one's on my tab. You know, don't then get. So my favorite thing as a bartender was like the group comes up. Hey. You go over and you're like, okay, what can I get you guys? Okay, I'm going to get a white Russian. What do you guys want?
Walk away.
No, bye. Give you time to fucking circle up, get all your fucking orders so that you can tell me what you want. I could make all of them. And then you better have a card to put down, two or three cards, whatever. I'm not taking cash, yep. card,
even
whatever.
Even when I'm shit-faced, if I go up to a bar and I'm like, even when I start to turn my head, I look back and I'd be like, I need more time.
Yeah, yeah. So like, don't, sorry. Yeah,
I fucked up. I forgot everything.
It's not only courteous to the bartender, it's courteous to everybody else waiting at the goddamn bar to get a drink. If you don't know what you want, just go to the back of the line.
Yeah.
So.
Except Shaniqua, because that'd be pretty racist to tell her to go to the
Back. Get to the back of the line, Shaniqua. Yeah. Should have had Shaniqua get up there.
Erotica.
But.
And erotica.
And Shaniqua and erotica. Yeah.
But she's still kind of hot.
So that's not at all how it went down, Emily, you bitch. But I do. It makes me love whoever the bar. I hope he still works there. They do. Like, they remember the bartenders there were forever. Like, it was the same fucking one. Mm-hmm. So because
a
if you're
Ventura bars were that way, bartenders stayed.
I know there was like
the good.
There was
guy.
A super hot straight bartender there, which probably is like him. If you're secure enough to work at Patty's, like, you're going to fucking rake it in and you're going to work there forever, right?
Yeah.
So I hope whoever was just like, nope, not doing it, and walked away is still there, because I want to shake his hand.
That's a goal for, like, for gay men. Like, one of their goals is to, like, turn a straight guy.
Ask Coop.
Right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
No,
How many have you turned?
None so far, but plenty have turned me.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Joel, do you think that the fantasy is for the gay guy to be turned straight? I hope it's so bad that I turn fucking straight from this.
That's Coop's fantasy. He keeps going to gay bars because he just wants to be straight.
To be like to be so horrible that they just go, fuck this, I'm going to girls.
Yeah, I did the opposite of that in high school. My high school girlfriend turned into a lesbian.
You were turning
But that's, that's tale as old as time, right? Okay, you're
that awful. Okay. Being a man, yeah.
Here's my Patty's.
I feel bad for Coop now. Coop, I'm sorry for making fun of you for being gay. If you want to be gay, it's totally fine with me.
Yeah, like, we don't want you to not do it.
I feel like we're picking on Coop a little much.
If you want to do it, we want you to just be
straight. If you're straight, you can tell us.
I am straight. I am so straight.
That's the gayest thing you've ever said.
Have you seen how much leather I wear? I am straight as an arrow.
Have you seen my chaps? Have you seen my chaps?
I am straight as Rob Halford. Rob Halford sang for one of the best metal bands in history. You're going to tell me that he's gay?
Wait, is he?
He's gay.
Oh, okay. That was a metal reference. How dare you? I didn't know.
Well, any port in a storm, I would give him bye. Probably bye.
Yeah, they call me Bi-Furious. I get real mad about the fact that I'm actually gay.
That's the name of the episode.
Bi-Furious. It has to be. Matthew sees Bi-Furious reviews. Thankfully, you guys don't name the one stars. We do. And that one is a fucking good one.
Matthew sees Bi-Furious
reviews. Happy Pride, right?
I keep getting shot down by all the dudes, and I have to go back to women.
I know.
That must have been rough.
Gosh.
I'm glad you're settling down now, though.
Well, settling.
In all seriousness, let's be serious for one second. You get hit on constantly if you go to a gay bar, right? Or do they, like, know? Do you, like, send off a vibe of... Be serious, seriously.
No, I mean, I honestly can't tell. Like, I have had long conversations with a lot of gay guys at bars.
But you don't know if they, like, know and they're just talking to you, because why wouldn't you?
Okay, if I'm being perfectly honest, like, I wouldn't be upset if somebody mistook me for being gay.
Ask me the same question about Coop. Yes, all the time.
He gets hit on constantly, right? He doesn't realize it.
You know what I love about Electric Church is everyone's so nice.
Okay,
it's
okay,
not
okay.
a gay bar.
Yeah. It's like me going to Home Depot without my ring, right? Exactly. Everyone's so nice and helpful here. Yeah. It's like electric churches. Really? So cool. Everyone's so nice. They like push Joel out of the way.
Yeah, I mean, like, wait, what? Like,
they're actually mean
everybody's just
to me.
buying me drinks and giving me drugs. Everyone wants to talk to me. Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know, being a girl and going to a bar.
In his defense, though, he's usually really fucked up by the time he goes to the gay bars.
So they kind of think really like
even realizing he's being hit on.
Or they kind of think maybe, or they think maybe it's their opportunity. You know what I mean? Like, you're here for a reason. You're wasted. There might be a chance, right?
So when I went with him the first time, he was like, yeah, normally, like, it's way more, like, people are talking. I'm like, dude, it's because they think we're together, you stupid fuck.
It is.
When I come here alone, I get talked to a lot more. Coops, sweetheart.
Anytime I come here by myself, there's always people just, you know, like, sitting with me
at
my table.
I don't pull my wallet out once.
Yeah.
But now you're so with Joel, nice. Like, no one's talking to
I
us.
I know,
it's
and, like,
weird.
We're sitting next to each other, and, like, fucking, you have your arm around me. It's just, like, weird.
Kissing,
and it's just, like, no one's talking to me. It's, like, crazy.
Electric Church is a fun place to go, all right?
Okay, I think we've talked about it on an episode before, awesome. But this is the after-hours thing.
Yeah,
it's which, the after-hours gay bar that's fucking awesome.
I wish I had, like, I get so jealous that I don't have the life that I could go to Electric Church with you guys. Like,
one
that
of these nights you're gonna
after
get a
hours is my fucking jam.
Oh, we do the Adderall at, like, 10. 10 p.m., yep. We'll do, like,
oh, yeah.
20.
Yeah, Joel.
Adderall.
Yeah.
Quote, unquote.
Yeah, or whatever the street version is.
We're not going to talk about how we're going to do a shit ton of cocaine.
Yeah, I mean, come on. There's kids watching.
You got to go once.
Joel, this is a family show.
Yeah.
Gay or straight, whatever it is, it's fucking cool there.
Dude, yeah, it's a fun place. I like it.
No, the first time you told me about it, I was like, fuck, I want to go.
It's so
and
much fun.
And being gay is like a gay.
It makes it even
after
better.
After hours, like, fuck, they know how to do it. They know how to party.
Yeah.
Just straight up.
They know how to do it, too.
And they know how to do it. And they know how to just, like, not give a fuck about any of it.
And no one gives a fuck there. And they're all, everyone there is super nice and flirty. And
too cool.
Oh, yeah. God
when
damn.
You're not there.
Okay, maybe it is. All right. Everything's starting to add up now.
Wait, is it not gay?
No, it's definitely
okay. No, it is, right? Or it's not? Seriously.
No, because the way that I was introduced to, like, it's a locals after hours spot to go hang out.
It's kind of like it's swingers, gay, bi, everything.
I mean, you go there. The closest thing,
yeah.
The closest thing that I can compare it to is like
I've been there.
There's
four
not.
Times.
There's probably not a lot of.
I've been there
gay
four
after
times.
Hours. It's just like, if you're gonna go after hours,
it's like
hours.
A step above a sex club. Because it's
okay.
The end of the night,
it's
like 3 o'clock in the morning, everybody's doing drugs,
for
everybody's
sure.
Looking to hook up with somebody, but there's men and women there.
I've been there four times, he's been there a lot more, I've been there four times, and I've never had a conversation with another straight man, except for Coop while I was there. Every single time was with a gay man.
That sounds more like a you problem than a me problem, Joel.
No. It's for sure.
It's either
gay,
after hours, or gay guys just know how to party into the night without fucking falling into the river and dying.
I don't think it's...
Do you know what I mean? Like, they just, like, they know how to make it to an after hours without completely fucking being belligerent on...
It's not labeled as a gay bar. It's not labeled as anything.
Okay.
But it's full of gay people, always.
Yeah, well, I mean, that would be like saying San Francisco's a gay... No, that's a bad
example.
Not labeled
as a gay bar. Well, either is Patty's. Like, what I was looking for... By the way, what I was looking for in the one star was, like, people going in there and not... knowing, although they do have like rainbow flags. Back in the day, they didn't have all of that stuff. Remember on the outside,
it was on the down low.
So it was like
because gay wasn't. Included.
How many people walked in there after like shopping in Ventura and walked in there not knowing?
My first time,
exactly.
Time,
and so like
and
the
like,
one stars
okay.
I was looking for was that I didn't find any of.
I thought
those.
That, I thought that that's what the one stars were going to be for this episode. Also, is people
I just,
going like,
are there,
hey,
are there
we're in this place
for
was full
Church?
Of a bunch of gay guys.
I think they probably.
Oh, you know what?
I think yeah.
I Electric Church.
Can you look
have one stars
look
that
up?
I didn't
I'm going to read.
It was a gay bar.
Seriously, that's what I was looking for with Patty's specifically. I think Oil Can like. Just because of how many people told me they know.
Yeah.
But with Patty's, I don't know. I don't know how many people back in the day. But at the same time, would you leave a one star for you being embarrassed there? You would probably just leave and be like, oh, fuck. You know what I mean?
The first time I went there, I was like, what's going on? Like, dudes were being nice to me, and it felt different. And took a minute, and I was like, oh,
it was more cheerful and fun. The music was good. You're like, what is wrong? Yeah.
And then I just, the party I was with, I was like, this is a gay bar? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, okay. I could care less where I am. Well,
for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's only 4 total reviews for the Electric Church, but this is one of the first businesses I've ever seen that has more one-star reviews than any other stars.
And they only have 4?
That being said, there's 2 one-star reviews, 1 five-star review, and 1 four-star review.
Okay, I'm going to read the Patty's one. Look for the best, like the one star on there that... Or is there only 1 star?
We'll finish the show at the Electric Church if there's a good one.
Okay, yeah, I got one here that we could read. I don't know if it's good enough to end the episode with. You've got a banger to end it with, don't you?
I have another situation at Patty's that we can see the reverse of, kind of thing.
Okay. So let's end it with Patty's then, yeah?
Okay, let's go.
I'll go through this one real quick. This one is from GGT.
So this is Coop's, by the way, this is Coop's
favorite gay bar.
Favorite after hours
bar.
Bar, gay bar.
Well, it's...
We don't know.
We don't know what it is.
It's up in the air. It's a bicurious bar.
Bi bar.
Just like you.
Bi bar. Yeah, bi-bar. That's what they should call it, the bi bar.
That's what we call Coop, Electric Church. Okay, go. What up?
All right, so this is from GGT, okay. And she or he says, cool place if you're into the grungy after hours thing, which I totally am. Those are the most fun places to go.
Bro, you literally went to an after hours.
It's a house with a broken fence in the front.
Yeah.
Cool if you're into exactly what I walk
into.
Yeah.
You can tell what it is.
I had the choice of going home or hotel, or going to this place, and I fucking chose it. Go ahead, Gigi.
Pretty much, if you tell an Uber driver where you're going, you should already know what you're getting into.
Thank you. Go.
So, cool place if you're into the grungy after hours thing. I went to the Electric Church for the first time on Friday. Apparently, it's run by musicians. When I tried to approach one of them and start a conversation, he pretty much pretended I wasn't there. Smug, arrogant musicians. What's new?
I met a boy named Matt Cooper. He was very nice,
said he played guitar.
Yeah,
wouldn't play for
okay,
me.
Okay, so let's
wouldn't follow me
let's
into the
play
bathroom.
That out. Who is this guy, girl, whoever?
The owner?
No, the person that took the time to find.
Shit.
By the way, is it hard to find?
Oh God,
is it a? Yeah. Do you have to like?
Weird.
Does it show up on a fucking map?
If you have to specifically Google the Electric Church to find it on anything.
Right. So they went to this place, whoever this is, and was just like, ugh, after hours. And then saw a musician, grumpy. Right? Like, or the person that run it and decided to go up and just say, what
is this?
Exactly. What did you even say?
They did mention the owner's name in the review, and I didn't want to call out the owner.
Oh, okay,
I've met him.
Yeah, he's
cool.
He's like a cool old emo dude.
He's like a super
right. But
gay.
If you come up dumb, yes. if you come at him dumb, I bet he's like.
No,
what's
the thing
up?
Is, he's constantly on so many opiates that he hardly talks to anyone.
He maybe would come off as like this person's like, hey, what's up? I love this place. Like, what's going on? And he's like,
oh.
Thanks for coming in, bitch.
Well, she wasn't the same sex, so he wasn't interested.
We don't know who Gigi is. Gigi could be a dude.
Yeah, that could be. True. Gigi is a name sort of like Pat. You don't know if it's a guy or a girl.
Right.
Like Patties.
I've met
like
tons Patty. Of Gigi's.
So Electric Church is still up in the air. It might not be gay, but it probably is, in my opinion.
I've got to go now because I will be able to tell.
It's been a long time since I've been there. I would be so happy to go back.
But isn't it giving like limelight a little bit of like the Electric Church vibe? Like that's a gay bar.
Gay. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Remember limelight in fucking New York that was like in a church and it was the.
Oh, this definitely
the premier.
This is one of the farthest things I've ever been.
Right.
To.
But you're naming it that. Though. Why? Because
and
it's
there's pink lighting everywhere.
Like. Limelight, one of the most
famous.
You can't
even see the color pink, Joel.
That's why I know. Everything looks gray. So I'm like, oh,
everything's
pink.
Gray for you all the time.
Only pink.
All right. Let's read about.
And green.
Let's read about this awesome experience that we can just picture this happening. Just go through, go on the ride. Sorry to say, the Patties, one star. Sorry to say, one of the bartenders ruined my experience for Patties. It was last night around 12 a.m. He was thin and had greenish long hair. I asked him if they had any specials, and he said, yeah, it's on the board, which, you know, from Patties, they have all of the, like, it's the chalkboard. They have it all written. Yep. Yeah, it's on the board, he says. Busy, probably, right?
Definitely busy. That
definitely busy. It's always packed, and especially at midnight.
Midnight, they, probably a Friday.
They're close. I think they close at... They close fairly early. So they're starting to close up at that time. Do you have any specials? And by the way, anyone that asked that, go fuck yourself. The only time that you should be hearing specials is when a waitress or waiter makes you hear them at the table. Other than that, figure out what you fucking want to drink and tell the bartender. No. Yeah. Hey.
Well, especially if they're just written anything right on the chalkboard.
Yes. Anything fun tonight? He said, yeah, they're on the board. I let him know that I couldn't see. I had forgotten my glasses, unfortunately.
Oh, shit. I wrote this review the last time I was there.
Yeah, yeah. This is Matt C. No. Wait, this is who? Martha P?
Martha. Oh.
Oh, what's Martha doing at Patty's?
Martha. Well, now I feel bad if she couldn't see.
What's Martha doing at midnight on the fucking Patty's? Like, okay. Is it Martha? Is that Martha?
You can't see either.
The name is very small, you fuck. I forgot my glasses, unfortunately. He then told me, it's okay. You can get up and go read it.
Yeah. That is kind of fucked up. That.
I was in shock. He wasn't telling me this normally. He was giving a really ugly attitude and would giggle. I thought it was something personal, but I don't even know the guy. I always recommend Patties to any friends, but after this experience, I will not be returning. They don't like their job. They shouldn't be working there. Enough said. But just like, see, like, picture that you're at midnight in the sitting next, seeing this go on. Do you have any specials? First of all, if you can't see, order what you know. Give me a fucking beer. Give me a jacket.
It's
you can't
busy,
see?
Motherfucker. Yeah.
You can't see? Let's just order something, right? Yeah. This isn't a breezy Sunday afternoon. It's fucking midnight at a gay bar, right?
If it was me, I would love it. I'd be like, okay. I would actually go and read
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, cool, let me stand on the bar and just be like.
I'd be shocked too, but I'd be like, I like this place.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, all right. Cool. You like climb up on the bottles. You're like in the thing. You're like, you told me to go up there.
Wait, can I just make something myself?
Yeah, I mean, all right, I guess I have free reign. But if you picture this person sitting next to you and you hear whole thing going on, can't be an old lady. I know her name's Martha, but like it can't be an old lady. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's well, like somebody that like
I've never met a young Martha.
No, have you it's ever met anybody under the age of 50 named Martha?
No.
It's gotta be an old lady.
So
I mean,
she's fucking still partying.
So you're like you're hearing this like old lady partying at the bar. Hey, do you have any specials? And you know like you're kind of a local, so you know that this bartender is gonna be like, go fuck yourself, yeah. Right? And they're like, yeah, it's on the board. I can't see. Okay, so can you maybe he's like
go look yourself.
Cool, go up to the fucking thing. Like that's what I love about a bar review. It's just the fucking best because it's never there's alcohol involved and then there's the bartender that's had whatever night he's had, she's had, and so there's like so many different things going on than a like sober Yelp review recounting it the next day. I think it's amazing. Like it's the best.
And let's be honest, Martha, if she's actually fucking pushing 70, she should know the rules by then.
Exactly, right? If you're that much of an alcoholic, right? And by the way, you forgot your glasses? Did you literally just like walk from your house at midnight? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, or were you partying? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She got in a street fight and somebody broke them earlier.
Exactly. Were you partying all night, lost your glass? I mean, I don't, how does that even?
She got kicked out of the sewer
earlier. Yes. So like for the bartender, he's just like, you forgot? And you've been out all night fucking drinking? Just order what you ordered before. Do you know what I mean? Like, you, what happened? And for the bartenders, that's what it's like. Like, you get the weirdest shit like that, and you have to be like, okay, sorry ma'am, let me sit here. And do you know how many specials, right? So let me sit here and turn around to the fucking board and read you all the fucking specials only for you to order a Chardonnay.
Well, there's
do you know what I mean?
Other people that
there's 20 other people waiting. It's super busy. Yeah, and now I'm gonna now I'm gonna turn around and read you every and all the ingredients. Now, is that one blended, or is that, do you know what I mean? It's like, what are you talking about?
And you got to imagine at midnight how loud that place is.
Yeah.
And she probably forgot her hearing aids, too. So he's going to have to turn around and like yell right into her ear.
Let me see Martha's vibe. Should we see what Martha's, I need to know now. I need to know what Martha's vibe is. So Martha, I mean,
after he reads the whole
picture.
Thing, I'll just get a cherry Coke.
Yeah. Nah, let me just, you know what I mean? Let me get a Modelo or something. You're just like, holy shit. All right. So Martha gave the 5 stars to La Huerta. You know this on Vineyard?
La Huerta, no.
Gave 5 stars to Anna Cappuccino.
Anna Cappuccino.
That's in Port Hueneme.
Sounds like a coffee place.
1 star to La Quinta. Martha.
Oh, Martha.
Worst customer service ever. Elena is rude and unprofessional. She doesn't know what she's doing. And her manager backs her up. Terrible, terrible, terrible. I love when they just like they just, go terrible, terrible, terrible.
And she wouldn't read the specials to me.
Exactly.
I forgot my glasses again.
And I asked her to read me every menu item on room service, ingredients and prices included, and she wouldn't. Yeah. No. Her manager backs her up. Terrible, terrible, terrible. I've worked in customer service for years and never treated anyone like this. I don't recommend dealing with this bullshit or this lady. She cannot work under stress. There's no camera, so the manager assumes I'm the problem, okay? So, BS, I recommended to come here, but I will never recommend anyone ever.
So she's claiming that she was recommending patties to people, and she's claiming that she was recommending La Quinta to people?
Yeah. By the way,
do not listen to what Martha's recommending.
Hey, Martha, thanks for the rec.
Yeah.
No. Oh, no.
If you don't like La Quinta, you should go to the Crystal Lodge.
She loves
go wherever
five
she doesn't recommend.
Exactly. 5-star Pierpont Tacos. Do we know this place? Mm-hmm. On Seaward? Did they change it from Spencer's? Remember that place?
No, Spencer's is still there. I just
so
ate
Pierpont
there when I was there.
Tacos is where? On Seaward?
That's like Oxnard. Right?
Seaward? No, Seaward goes up from
Pierpont Tacos. I don't know that
right?
one.
Right?
Must be new. Seaward's perpendicular to the ocean, isn't it?
No, Seaward goes right to the
To the harbor, doesn't it?
That's harbor. Seaward stops right there. It's Harbor Boulevard and stops.
Oh, that okay.
Right
that's
by Dukes.
Okay, so I figured it out. She's not old. She's Mexican. No joke, Martha. You know a young Martha. Mexican Martha. Yeah.
Okay, if it was Martha.
Martha.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that's what the pronunciation is. What was throwing me off. It was probably Martha.
I didn't know because I hadn't read her reviews of Oreñas Bakery.
So she said, oh, just because she's going to all the Mexican spots, she's Mexican.
Nope.
Yes.
Bien enojanas y caras de guato fuck. Don't worry. if you don't want to work and don't run a business, if you're not going to be professional, old angry women needs to be put in the back to cook or something.
Holy shit.
What?
She's yeah. Mexican, right?
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Thank you. Case closed.
Queso closed.
Queso closed. Blam.
Nice.
She also gave 1 star to Pizza Hut. Martha.
Beat you.
That's
oh, it's Martha Pizza. P. Now I know it's Martha P. I thought it was Martha. We were thinking that it was like, right? When I just saw the name, I thought it was Martha sitting at the, I don't have my glasses.
Some right? pensioner now just we know going it's out like, with her family.
I didn't bring my glasses, right? Nice.
Yeah. So now the gay bartender at Patty's is also racist. Yeah. Good to know.
No, he just
no.
has, he has standards for what he's going
to
do.
No,
with,
it
with
was. I just needed to know that she was like a younger person that was being a piece of shit, right?
Yeah.
Because I actually don't think the I don't think if there was an old lady saying she forgot her glasses, I would love to believe that the bartender would be like,
"Fuck off."
Okay, do you know what I mean? Like,
you gotta.
All right, I'll
lady.
See if someone can like read them. I'm super yeah. busy, but I'll see if some. He's not going to like laugh at her and tell her to fuck off, right?
Right.
Especially if she's coming to the gay bar and loves it. Right?
Oh, she would be the life of the party there, actually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'd get laid.
1 star to Pizza Hut. I mean, fuck off. 1 star to Patty's. Yeah. Martha.
Fuck her.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck her.
Fuck Martha. Martha what? What's her P?
Martha P.
Venezuela.
From Asnard.
Padilla.
From Asnard.
She's snardcorful.
Yeah, she's snardcorful.
She's fucking crescyful.
Oh!
She ain't got no stickers, fool.
I drove all the way out from Colonia to go to Paris.
I had to go to Paris. I forgot my glasses.
I forgot my glasses at the Colonia Cheesecake Factory.
What do you call them? What do you call them, glasses?
In Spanish?
No, que se dice
como se dice chanclas?
I forgot my sandals. I forgot my sandals. I can't read. All right. I mean, I think happy pride, right? I think we
I think we did the gays good.
Did the gays
today.
Good?
Yeah.
Right? Electric Church.
Coop really I'll be did on the gays good.
Yeah.
Not since I moved to Bernie. There's a surprising lack of them.
Did the gays good. And I'm going to I think good. We're going to have to be on the case for Electric Church. I mean, I don't yeah. know.
We got to go. It's a fun place. Everybody is so nice.
They're going to fucking hate me, right? I come in, Coop's like, you fucking bring in white straight women. You know what I mean? Like, that's the yeah, exact like, thing we don't want.
Like, what do you mean?
What are you
all the locals
about?
That know Coop now be like, is that
yeah,
your
yeah.
girl, dude?
Yeah.
I thought you were
what
gay, fool.
Like,
wait, what?
Bring Martha. She can find a girl there. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Luckily. Electric Church is a gay bar.
It is not.
Electric Church is a gay bar. Well, I think because it's 1 star, do I have to say prolapse or it's not the same, right?
I don't know.
You don't have to, but you did.
But I did.
Yeah.
Never really thank established you. It. Maybe just for safety. It's got to be at the end of every
she
episode.
Said it.
Regardless.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She maybe said just it. For safety. Prolapse.
There it is.
There it is.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.